Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams and help you to double and triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Advisor and Consultant, and author of the new book, The Tech Executive Operating System. Our subject today is the experience pressure cooker, but before we get into that, I want to remind you that I'm holding a free webinar called Did You Just Waste a Good Crisis? Where I'll be talking about the most impactful and insightful changes and improvements I've seen teams and helped them implement over the past year so that you will make sure to have emerged from this crisis, from the pandemic, stronger and better, even if you haven't iterated as well as you should have. See the link in the show notes. And now let's talk about the experience pressure cooker. I'd like to start with a story, and that is, when I turned 18, I was enlisted to the Israeli Defense Force, to one of the computer units under its intelligence corps. And you might be surprised to hear, but I ended up in a unit where, as an 18-year-old with no real-world experience in software engineering, I was, within a couple of months, in charge of several intelligence systems that were life-critical, mission-critical, as in a bug might translate to us missing out an indication of an upcoming terror attack. That literally is what those systems were responsible for. And you know what? Things tended to sort of work out. It was fine. We didn't have too many critical outages. The quality was surprisingly good. And again, this is considered the way the Army works. The median age was probably 19 or 20. Most people were on their first real software engineering role. They were all extremely young. Only about 10% had a degree. And yet, this worked. We were able to do these kinds of things. And now, nowadays, when I'm working with my clients, I can hear a CTO or a CEO looking at their team and saying, oh no, we cannot let them work in an autonomous product team structure because they're not mature enough, they're not senior enough, they're not experienced enough in order to get the sort of responsibility, the sort of ownership and authority over what they're doing. And you know, I try to look at these two scenarios and I just can't square the circle, because how come I could have, as an 18-year-old, do it, and now these executives are looking at people they have invested so much time and effort in hiring? Most of them are getting paid a boatload of money, they have experience, and yet they're not being given the same amount of autonomy to do what they want to do what they feel right, and to learn on their own, to experiment and to improve. And frankly, I believe that this is merely an issue of mindset. As much as I would like to believe, I don't think that the issue is that when I was 18, I was this prodigy, and that is the sole reason I was capable of getting that extra authority and autonomy in my work. With time, I have come to realize that it is probably the other way around. It is not that I was so good, so talented, that I got that authority. In fact, what happened is that there was no other choice. This is the structure of the Israeli Defense Force. You get 18-year-olds enlisted. You're not going to be hiring hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people out of the high-tech industry into the Army. That's not the way it works. You have to make do with those freshly minted software engineers. And if that's the only thing you can do, then you might as well get good at it. And so in that constellation, we were put in what I now call an experience pressure cooker. Rather than say you become experienced with time, it's going to take you 5 years. 5 years from now, if you decide to remain after your compulsory service, which is only 3 years, only then you will be given that autonomy. They turn it around and they just provide you with so much opportunity to learn, to try, to test things out, to share your experiences with people, There is constant learning going on, sharing of knowledge. Effectively, in that organization, I believe we had more discussions about what have we tried, what has been working out for us, what have people tried 2 years ago that we should now reconsider. And if you're in this sort of system where you know that most people are going to be leaving in about 3 years' time, you have no other choice. You have to make do with that sort of talent. And you know, I don't know if you've been following the news, but it seems like the Israeli Defense Force, especially the intelligence, is doing pretty damn fine. And that only works out because of this experience pressure cooker. You provide people with the experience, you provide them with the responsibility, you provide them with ample feedback and mentoring and coaching, and then they do what if I now compare it to the outside world, to the real world, over there, within about your 6 months into the job, most people get the same amount of experience and autonomy that you get, let's say, within your first 2 or 3 years. So just imagine the amount of responsibility and the right mindset that someone who's been there for 2 years now has when they leave the army, when they go out. And I believe this has a big impact on the reason Israel is called a startup nation. You get this constant stream of people who have been taught really well. And when they turn 21, 22 and go out into the real world, they are worth their weight in gold. But you can do the same within your organization. You can provide your people with the same pressure cooker. I mean, it's probably not gonna be as intense because a bug is not likely to translate to a terror attack in your hometown. And nevertheless, if you provide people with enough context, with coaching and mentoring, and truly empower them so they can do things on their own and help them become better, iterate quickly, learn from the past experiences of others in the company, then you can create a scenario where your people are constantly learning faster, becoming better, and you can provide them with the work without having to be this sort of kindergarten teacher, without all of your managers having to be these kindergarten teachers. And just imagine the force multiplying effect that this can have on a software organization as it grows from your first 5-6 people to several dozens to several hundreds and so forth. I genuinely believe that by setting the right foundations from the get-go, you can enable this sort of structure where you bring on more people and your previous people help them retain the same pressure cooker experience, and therefore you create this monster that with time is only getting better and better and better. This is at the core of tripling your impact per engineer. Without it, you will be forever enslaved to handholding, growing way too slow to beat the competition, and at the end of the day, when you have this fear, that is why so many companies, even at dozens of engineers, are still afraid of the idea of bringing on anyone who is not a senior engineer, who is not extremely experienced in what they do. And with the way the market is currently looking like, that is unsustainable and excruciatingly expensive as the company grows. Now is the time to understand that you can create this experience pressure cooker and that it will likely pay off rather fast. You don't have to wait until you become a unicorn in order to try and implement this. You can do it when you already have only a couple of dozen of people and sometimes even prior, and start working on this muscle of creating people who are constantly improving, who are learning extremely fast, who receive real empowerment in your organization, and therefore you create what I call in my book, the Tech Executive Operating System, this cascading layer of force multipliers, where every person in your organization helps making those around them even better. The person who joined your organization a year ago is now already helping make the new ones even better. And so on and so on. Achieving this snowball effect that is unstoppable if you learn how to wield this force correctly. If you want to hear more about this concept, do check out my webinar when I'm going to be talking a bunch about similar approaches. And you can, of course, check out a copy of my book. And as always, feel free to reach out to me directly in an email to schedule a quick call, and I would love to hear the struggles and improvements that you're going through in your organization. Thank you for joining me. As always, you can get a bunch more exclusive insights on my weekly newsletter, the best newsletter online for tech executives. Link is in the show notes, and talk to you soon.